This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
When I hear great trainers lecture, I like to steal good lines. Just this morning, listening to Karen, I got my little iPhone out and I'm writing some lines down. Did you hear her say, the animal expects reimbursement for the behavior? That is a great line, reimburse. Anyway, so I will give her credit. Here's one of my favorite things I ever stole from the dear pioneering Patty Ruzzo, God bless, rest her soul. She was so far ahead of her time in the 80s to be a positive reinforcement trainer. When I went to see her lecture quite a while ago, And it wasn't such a raging debate at that. Well, nobody did positive training. Very few people did, so she was quite in the minority. But when she tried to explain to people, she was a competitive obedience person, among other things, and very good. But she used this line. She said, I don't know if my dogs respect me. I don't know if I'm alpha, and I don't care. They're greedy, and I have all their stuff. Yes. That's pithy. It's true. And it just sort of cuts away all that grief. So what it's saying is, that dogs are greedy is not you're not maligning them. That's a good thing. I love greedy dogs. Sometimes when I've got a dog coming into me who's a behavior case, who's got a serious behavior problem, I'm thrilled that they're pushy and jumping on me and grabbing my bait bag and want my stuff. The owners are really embarrassed. Oh my gosh, he's so rude. I'm like, oh, thank God I have stuff that may have some leverage with him. This is actually really good news. It's the dogs that are too scared to look at me, let me touch them. They don't want my food. They don't want, much harder case. So I'm just saying the fact that dogs are wanting to make the world work for them is a good thing. I really like using analogies and metaphors when I'm teaching that are outside of either the training world or parenting. So what's also pithy is when you can bring an analogy from some other context and have people go, oh yeah, I understand it there, oh. And I took this from a trainer who I honestly don't remember. She came to one of my workshops, instructor's workshops many years ago, and as homework, I often assign to people, let me give you a science concept and you come up with a pithy way to teach it. And I honestly don't remember who at my seminar in Seattle came up with this to say, behavior is a function of its consequences. That's what we want our students to understand. That's what we want you to understand. But it's so dry. What makes Michael Phelps swim so fast? Or I would actually change this right now and say, Apollo Ono, who's from where I live, what makes him skate so fast? Is he cute or what? Okay, what makes Apollo Ono skate so fast? Is it the starting buzzer? Or is it the gold medals, endorsements, money, and praise? What does it look like when you're watching a race? What does it look like makes the behavior happen? Go. You could be convinced it's the cue, go, that makes behavior happen, because it looks like that? What makes him go so fast is years and years of shaping of fast speed, precision of skating. For what reinforcements? For all of those, praise, endorsements, money, medals. It's invisible. That's invisible. I often will tell people when I used to be a zookeeper, one of the things that made me quit, who has been a zookeeper in the room? I know that we got zookeepers here. Where at? Where was the first place you said? Racine Zoo and Shed. You look so young. I don't think you're old enough to work two places. Great. Do you still work at one of those places? Shed, yeah. Okay, I can't ask you this question. Sometimes when we have zookeepers and marine mammal trainers, I can say, and it's not always the easiest place to work, is it? But you're the exception. Shed is nirvana, so never mind. Zoos can be tough places to work, but one of the reasons that I actually left working in the zoo is I really got to the point where if one more person asked me, make the belugas jump. Now, the reason that people would ask that is our zoo was so small, we couldn't have shows. If we said there was an 11 o'clock show, there was not enough seating. So what we did instead is we trained randomly through the day, and if you happened to be there at the right time when we're doing a training session, you'd see some stuff. But if we weren't doing a training session and you paid your $12 and you saw me walking around with my whistle around, you might say to me, if you know beluga whales, they're wonderful big white marshmallows. They look like icebergs. They lie around a lot often. So you're like, wow, they're beautiful, but they don't move. So you might say, could you make the whale jump? But you see what that question means? So I often would, mostly would, say, okay, yeah, sure, go grab some herring, stand on the end of the pool, do this. This is the cue. Most often, the whale's going to swim around, leap out of the water. Belugas don't even leap in the wild. This is a completely shaped behavior. It's not even a natural behavior. Leap out of the pool. I'm going to toot my whistle at the height of the jump. Whistle is analogous to the click. Same thing. Toot my whistle. Beluga whale lands in the pool, comes over and collects his reimbursement. I'm going to use that word now. They're caring for me. Okay? But if you're watching, didn't I just confirm your illusion about what made the whale jump? I did. No, I didn't. What did? Months and years of herring in the past. Months and months and months of herring. A whale has an expectation. When I do this, I'm saying, you might try that behavior now because you might get some fish. It's just you have a reinforcement opportunity. What I'm saying is, I think living in the world, we're constantly under the illusion that our words, our motions, our cues, our commands with people, with animals, make stuff happen. The law of effect is like, you're wrong. That's an illusion. What makes stuff happen is reinforcements and punishers in the past, consequences in the past.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.